we are diving into a pretty massive frustration for almost every business owner today.
Yeah.
You know, you open an AI chat and you spend genuine time explaining your business.
Mm-hmm.
You lay out your audience, your specific writing style, the words you absolutely refuse to use, even like that one customer who needs special handling.
Right, exactly.
And the AI understands. It gives you a brilliant answer. But then you come back later to start a new session and it casually asks, you know, so what does your business do?
Oh, man. And that is just,
yeah.
It's so frustrating. You just stare at the screen like, we covered this.
Right, in detail.
Yeah, there were bullet points and everything.
Exactly. So our mission for this deep dive is to look at our compiled notes on AI memory management to figure out the critical difference between conversational context and durable memory.
Right.
And more importantly, how to build a governed AI system for your business. Because, I mean, does the AI just stop paying attention?
Well, it feels like it forgot, right? And in many cases, that is exactly what happened, but not because the AI became careless or stopped paying attention.
Okay.
The problem is that the information was never placed in durable memory to begin with.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we have to separate the idea of a conversation from a company record. It's like, think about talking to a coworker in the hallway.
Right, the hallway chat.
Exactly. The conversation happened. Everyone standing there understood the plan in that moment.
Sure.
But if nobody goes back to their desk and enters that into the official company record, the next person starts from absolute zero.
And that's exactly how an AI context window functions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. While the conversation is open, the AI can use all the messages it's been given. It can refer back to your instructions and continue the discussion.
Mm.
But information trapped inside one single conversation is, well, it's highly fragile.
Because the chat can just end.
Right. Or a totally different tool can open.
Or even within the same session, if the thread gets long enough, that instruction just gets buried beneath hundreds of later messages.
Exactly. And suddenly, the fact you carefully explained is just no longer available when the next answer is created.
So then the natural reflex is to just paste the original prompt back in. You know, just repeat yourself.
Which our sources make very clear is the worst way to handle it.
Yeah.
Repeating the instruction just gives the AI another temporary copy. It doesn't give the information a permanent home.
It's like trying to fix a broken filing cabinet by plastering more sticky notes all over the outside of it.
Yes, exactly. Buying more sticky notes does not fix the filing problem. You're just adding more paper to the outside of the cabinet.
Right, and eventually they all fall off anyway.
Exactly. So a reliable AI system fundamentally separates the conversation from the memory.
Okay.
The conversation is just where the work happens, but memory is where the business keeps what remains true after that conversation ends.
So what actually belongs in that foundation?
Yeah.
Because you obviously wouldn't want to save every random brainstorming idea.
Right, no. Our sources lay out four specific kinds of information. The first is business facts.
Okay, business facts. So just the basics of what the company actually does.
Yeah, what it does, who it exactly serves, how the specific services work.
Good.
And very importantly, which claims are approved to be made.
Oh, right. You don't want the AI making up guarantees.
Exactly. So that's the first one. The second is preferences.
Preferences, like brand voice.
Brand voice, absolutely. Terminology, formatting, all that language that uniquely fits the brand. I mean, if you don't anchor those in durable memory, you're going to spend 10 minutes every single session just sort of correcting the AI's tone.
Yeah. Nobody has time for that.
No. So third, we have operating rules.
Operating rules, so like boundaries or workflows.
Right. Who actually approves what? Which actions are strictly off limits for the AI and what evidence actually counts as a task being complete?
Wow. Okay. That's a level of detail I feel like most people miss.
Yeah.
The fourth?
The fourth is decisions. What changed, who changed it, when it changed, and which version now governs the work.
Wait, decisions. That's where the sticky note problem seems to come back to bite us.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, let's say I establish an operating rule today that our client consultations are 30 minutes.
Okay, sure.
And then, you know, 6 months later, I update that to 45 minutes.
Right.
And then eventually down the road, I just discontinue the consultations altogether.
Yeah.
If the AI is just pulling from a giant drawer of memories, it now has three totally conflicting records in there.
Yes, it does.
So how does it know what's actually true today? Doesn't it just get confused?
And that exact conflict is why our sources emphasize a governed memory system. If you just dump old instructions into a database, sure, the AI has three memories, but that does not mean it has the truth.
So a governed system acts like a filter or a manager.
Exactly. It establishes a hierarchy. It identifies which source actively outranks the others.
Oh, I see.
It explicitly records when information changed.
Okay.
And it keeps that temporary chaotic conversation completely separate from your approved business knowledge.
Got it. To bring this into reality for everyone listening, there's a quick diagnostic exercise from the source material.
Yes, the four questions.
Right. Pick one specific instruction you find yourself repeatedly typing into your AI prompts every week. And then ask yourself four questions.
Where does this information actually live?
Right. Who owns it?
When was it last confirmed?
And what happens when a newer source disagrees with it?
Exactly. If the answers to those four questions are unclear, the business has not given the information a governed home. Because remember, a chat remembers for a conversation. A memory system remembers for the business.
And building that durable memory is exactly what allows an AI system to seamlessly pick up right where the work left off.
Yeah.
No more starting from zero every single time.
Exactly.
And here is something, you know, something to mull over long after this deep dive ends. As these tools become more and more advanced, your ultimate competitive advantage might not actually be the AI itself.
Oh.
It will be the governed, organized truth you are able to feed it.